the main campaigns that we put heaps of time and energy and effort into in terms of like organizing, capacity building, resource and that sort of stuff is fracking in the Northern Territory. So at the moment, oil and gas corporations have licenses over 70% of the Northern Territory, which is an unbelievable amount of country and an unbelievable amount of landmass. And for over 10 years, traditional owners right across the territory. So the Beetaloo Basin in particular is bigger than Sydney. And we have a particular corporation that has a license that is literally twice the size of Tasmania. But for 10 years, traditional owners have been saying, no, we don't want this. You have no consent. There is no free, prior and informed consent. And we have conservative governments from both major parties who are pretty wedded to gas as an idea. I don't campaign on the climate, I campaign on consent. And traditional owners across the NT have repeatedly and persistently for 10 years said no because they were not told of what the process would take. It's quite a violent process. They drill over 2 kilometres into the earth and pump it full of chemicals that have been known to cause cancer to basically explode the rock underground to suck out gas. And the particularly scary thing about the Northern Territory is it's quite a dry place, right? It's pretty dry. So 90% of the territory like relies on underground bore water and it's one big aquifer. And if they drill down and there's one spill, that's it for water across the territory. Without water, there is no survival. Like it's actually mind-boggling that this is something that anyone is persisting with in a process that has been banned in multiple places, including states here on this continent. There's currently an inquiry happening into hydraulic fracturing. The government decided, I don't know, instead of spending $50 million on housing or, I don't know, vaccinating people, that they'd give a $50 million handout to fracking corporations, which has led to this inquiry process. And one of the main things that has come out is that there aren't jobs in it. Like it's maximum a couple of hundred jobs. And when we look at the major frackers like Origin Energy, they have 7,000 staff members and under 100 of them are Aboriginal. So it's actually it's a myth, right? It's a different playing field in the Northern Territory to say the Pilbara in Western Australia, where I was a few weeks ago. I was up in the Pilbara. And this is what I mean when I say that I'm not a climate campaigner, I'm a consent campaigner. I was up there, we were talking about cultural heritage, and there's heavy industry up there. And you have the conversation, and mostly because it's like, I'm curious, right? I live in Melbourne on the East Coast. I'm a bit of a like spoilt brat in that sense. And they're like, no, it's not that we're against mining because it gives us our jobs. It means that I can have my car, it keeps my lights on, that sort of stuff. I'm not going to demonize anyone for doing what they need to do to survive under capitalism. I will demonize fracking in the Northern Territory though, because there is no consent and there is no jobs in it. It just, it doesn't stack up.